You are on 2SER Breakfast here this morning. My name is Tess Connery. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. In the meantime, though, it is that time of the day where we get Shane Anderson in studio to tell us a little bit more about what is making not news. Shane, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, Tess. How are you going?
I'm going well. What have you got for us this week?
Well, look, it's been a pretty big week in the news cycle. I'm going to start off with the news that there was a solar eclipse in America this week. Now, whether or not this is a celestial sign of impending doom, not really for me to decide on this segment. But what wasn't news about this story was the headlines that Donald Trump, the US president, he looked directly into the eclipse and the cameras caught him. So you can see photos of him squinting at the solar eclipse. This is definitely not news. We already knew Trump was basically on a mission to not do what anyone told him to do, including sound medical professionals who tell you the quite obvious fact that looking into the sun burns your eyeballs.
I feel like that should be general knowledge. I will admit, though, I did laugh when I first saw this, but by about the 50th time, it was like, okay, guys, chill.
Yeah, look, it is an amazing photo. But I think it's a reflex we're all grown up with. Like, you don't look at the sun. You just don't do it. So, a lot of people were wondering why he would do such a thing, given that it's quite obvious why you don't look into the sun. I think he did it because, life is a farce. And he's trying to one-up North Korea.
I'm going to need you to delve a little bit more into that. That was the best thing I've heard all day.
Oh, look, they're just theories, a couple of theories I've been mulling over this week. But doing not news gives me a real sense of existential dread. And when I see photos of Trump looking up at the solar eclipse, I just think, of course he would.
Yeah. I like that. I think there was one of his, I can't remember the word, but someone in the professional government thing from the side yells out from the corner, like, don't look at it.
Like trying to run in front to take a bullet for him. Yeah. Don't look at the sun. Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. But it's not quite as ridiculous as the second piece of not news, which is more a public service announcement, because my favorite website, news.com.au, this week bravely reported that watch out because someone is currently driving around the streets of Sydney in a ute with a sticker on the back that says three words, cops, suck, and a word I can't say on air.
Oh.
But it's definitely not a lollipop.
Oh.
Yeah.
Awkward. I'm amazed that there's only one. I feel like there's quite a market in Sydney for people who would display that on the back of their car.
Definitely. I think so as well. I mean, but it did catch the attention of 2GB's Ben Fordham, who got a lot of mileage out of it on air. A lot of people rang up quite enraged, and Ben Fordham himself had a bit of a rant about it, which is kind of natural because this kind of news story is perfect fodder for talkback radio, where the only requirement to be an announcer on a AM talkback radio station is to have a lot of anger and to have an improvised knowledge of Australian values.
What am I doing here?
Yeah. Get over there, Tess. Look, is it offensive? Yeah, look, probably. But is it news? Nah.
No, definitely not. Yeah.
And I'm going to do something a little bit different because Nick's on holiday and I feel like I want to experiment a bit because there's two kind of pieces of news that I think it is really important to talk about this week. So going to get a bit serious. This week, the government announced they were going to begin their trials of drug testing new welfare recipients. And these trials are going to go ahead in the Canterbury-Bankstown area. And this means that people who will be starting off on the new start allowance could be subject to a drug test that could depend whether or not their allowance continues. So the head of the Australian Medical Association has already come out and has said, surprise, surprise, stripping people with addiction issues of their only source of income doesn't magically cure a problem that most of the time has really deep kind of psychological and physiological roots. So in short, it's absolutely ridiculous. It makes me really upset. And it's a plan that's not going to make anyone better. It's going to make people homeless.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know that other countries I was reading have tried almost exactly the same response and it just you know, the short of it is it didn't work. And then you turn around and I believe Portugal is the country that has completely decriminalized drug use and treats it now as a health issue. And the results that they've seen have just been astounding in terms of people turning their lives around and breaking the cycle of addiction.
Yeah, I think it just goes to show that the way you treat people is how they treat you back. So when governments do these punitive measures for people with what are health problems, it doesn't help them. And yeah, you don't get anything out of it either. And the second piece of news that I really want to talk about is today is the last day to enroll to vote or to change your enrollment details for the same-sex marriage plebiscite. It's not a great plebiscite, but enroll anyway. Vote whether yes or no. Get in there, have your say. Let's make the best of a bad situation. Let's do something good.
Yeah, if it's going to have to happen, let's make the most of it. Midnight tonight is the deadline. AEC.gov.au is the website.
Yeah, and you're talking to someone today, I believe.
Yeah, we've got a couple of guests coming in. A little bit later on in the show, we're going to have Christine Foster, Tony Abbott's sister. And then just before the 9 o'clock news, we're going to be speaking to a listener who married her wife overseas. So,
oh, wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
It's exciting to think that we could all get together and vote yes. I think that's, yeah. I'm going to be biased here. I'm voting yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So am I. I mean, I know this is radio and people can't see me, but I'm currently sitting in here with a rainbow headband
on.
You
are. Represent. It's great.
This is my protest headwear. I've been wearing it for a couple of days now.
Yeah, and finally, just to completely muck with the format while Nick is away, today at 9 a.m., the Daily Show starts, and your amazing host of the Daily is Adrian Walton, and today is his last day on the show.
Oh, Adrian.
He looks...
We're looking at him through the glass right now and he's pulling faces at us. Oh, Eleanor Harrison Denge is going to be taking over though, which means I'm not going to be the only woman on the Daily anymore.
Fantastic. She's great.
She is wonderful. Big shout out.
Hey.
Awesome. Well, Shane, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tess.